Welcome to another episode of Both Sides of the Bed.
Welcome, welcome.
And today we have two amazing special guests in the building with us, the lovely ladies of Cocktails.
Hi, everybody.
And we are so excited to have y'all.
We are excited to be here.
Yeah, we feel like we're taking it to another level now. Oh! Y'all blessing the mics with us.
We
in a new environment. People going to be like, oh, what y'all got that? Don't expect this every week, but you know, we had to bust it out.
We had to tell them the same thing when we were recording out here. Yeah. Like, hey, we don't have this New York shit every week.
Right. Like, back to normal when we get back to the A.
Yes. Such a joy having y'all. I was being modest earlier. I'm trying not to fangirl.
I like that.
No, it's love true. It. I used to listen to y'all when I would, more consistently when I was driving back and forth from his place and mine. Mm-hmm. And I was be in the car like, yes, but okay, Kiki, you get that dick. And I was be in the car just going off. And by the time I get home, it's over. And I'm just like feeling like a good little hoe.
You know, I'm glad that we are out here doing the Lord's work.
The Lord's work.
I don't know if it's the Lord's, but it's somebody's.
Somebody's screaming, oh God.
So tell our listeners a little bit about y'all podcast, what it's all about, this mission that y'all have going on out here.
Why'd y'all start?
So Cocktails Dirty Discussions is a sex and dating podcast. Mm-hmm. And we really just try and share our personal experiences, and that's how it started. Just not being able to relate to some people in real life, like our close friends, people being like fake conservative is what I like to call it. Mm. And it's like, hey, we all have these different experiences. Why is it so taboo to talk about it? We probably help each other out a lot if we were more honest about what we want, what we're actually doing, and what's actually happening. So we just share our stories, and now that the show has grown, people write in and they're sharing their stories.
Yeah, people share their stories with us, and then they also tell us how they feel inspired to like try new things or make that fantasy come true. I think it's really cool that the more that we grow, I don't think we thought that this was going to inspire anyone. We were just kind of like, we're trying to talk. Yeah, like, what's up? So it feels really good to know that we can help people try new things when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
You should be having good sex. Like, we're too grown to be having bad sex or to be faking orgasms. Like, let's not do that, y'all.
Or to be hiding what you really want. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you want, unless it's like really out there, you should be able to say it to whoever you're having sex with, and also realize if that person isn't on the same page, move around, because somebody is. You're not alone.
Yeah,
it's definitely the page we're on. Mm-hmm. For sure. And yeah, we found that the more transparent we can be, mm-hmm, about our relationship and just how we feel about sex, the more people feel connected and inspired to share where they are in their journeys and what they might be interested in. So did you see an immediate change in your friends as they saw y'all start to post these episodes?
I didn't. People sometimes try to pull me away sometimes and ask questions, but I didn't really see like a change.
I only had one friend who was just like, after a while, she was like, wait, are these stories real? And I was like, yeah, girl, you don't remember me telling you about this when it happened? And she was judging the fuck out of me. Oh, wow. We're not friends anymore. Clearly. I don't really like people like that, but I did notice that. And then other people, I've realized that they were the people who were scared to try things, scared to say things. Mm-hmm. And now they're not. I've encouraged them. We've encouraged them.
Yeah.
And so that's really the main difference.
I think it's funny when I be around my family members.
Ooh, yeah.
And people don't want to let me know that they listen to the show, but then they end up letting me know they listen to the show. And they'll be like, so, okay, I have a question.
I like that.
You like it?
Yeah.
I don't like it. No.
I get so uncomfortable. I'm like, I just left my family reunion in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I had old people pulling me aside trying to talk about how you ride dick, what do you do with your knees. Oh. I was like, oh my God.
I got into it.
I can't have this conversation with you. Just go listen to episode 133.
Not that your though. Knees.
But I feel like because we started in such a tone, like both of my parents have heard the podcast. Like my pops, he listens to every episode. He's always texting me, when's the next one coming out? Send me to YouTube. Oh, and God. The fact of like starting out there and be able to kind of push through that and still show up, you know.
He's like just easier for you because you're a guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
No. First of all, my dad listened to an episode one time. He was very upset. But I realized he didn't even make it far into the episode because he was just upset at how much I curse. Mm. So I was like, you didn't even get to the good stuff.
That's funny.
It's funny because in one of our episodes, I was talking about doing Molly all night, running around the city. And my father was loving everything else. He was like, but that Molly thing, you know, I was a little concerned about that Molly. Are you all right? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but I think that you know, with having y'all here today and cocktails being the name of, because what y'all do is y'all start with
a cocktail recipe. Yes. Yeah. We have a sex themed cocktail recipe each episode.
Okay.
And then we end the episode with a cocktail, which is what a lot of people listen for. And it used to always be me and Kiki sharing a personal, it's normally a juicy, sexy, or embarrassing personal story. Yeah. One of those stories when you tell somebody and they're like, that did not happen.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. Like, it's just a jaw-dropping story. Mm. And we end it with that. That's a cocktail or fail.
Okay. Ooh, a cocktail or fail. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. Well, keeping with the theme, could y'all give us y'all ingredients for your perfect sexual experience? What makes a great sexual experience?
I would say I like a lot of wetness.
Okay.
So we're going to have a cup of spit.
A cup of spit. Okay.
A cup. I'm getting like a recipe.
I love it.
That is a lot of spit.
Okay. 92 tablespoons. Okay. 2 tablespoons of saliva. Yeah.
Okay.
As we drink our cup of spit.
Let's do some choking. I need a little choking, some hand grab. I love to be choked during sex. I'm really into the foreplay part. I'm not going to lie. Like, the actual intercourse, I love it, but I need everything leading up to it to be real wet and spicy. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So foreplay, you consider choking part of the foreplay?
I do. I mean, I still want you to choke me while we fucking, but, like, really while you're kissing me. Mm. Like, a little choke and a spit in the mouth. That's so sexy. That is so sexy.
I love
sexy.
Those ingredients.
You definitely speak her language.
Yeah. That's definitely my language.
I would need a tall man. Nice, tall, and strong with big hands. I, too, like the choking, but I want one hand to be choking me and the other one pulling my hair. Mm-hmm. If it comes out, it comes out. I'll buy some more. Well, you can buy some more, but I want him to pull my hair. That's really important. No matter what kind of sex, if it's quick, if it's long, if it's all night, I like the hair pulling and the choking, and I like for you to smack my ass. And I need somebody with really intense eyes because I like to look really deep into a person's eyes when I'm having sex with them. Inside my head, I'll be trying to say spells.
Oh, you crazy. She from Louisiana.
Yeah, and then I like when they talk to me, and I'll direct them on what they need to say. Usually it's my name at least 3 times, but, you know, I'll add in a few other things.
Oh, so you tell them what to say in a moment. How do they respond to that? I'm curious.
How do they respond? Yeah. They like it, and then they'll do the same thing to me.
Okay.
Or they'll be like, you talking too much, and I'll be quiet. I'll listen, but I just like to try it and see how far
I have a tattoo on my right booty cheek, and whenever somebody's hitting it from the back, I make them read it. And
what does it say?
It says love me. Oh. Period. And then I make them read it, and literally every man that
How do you like direct that? Read my booty cheek. Like how you
No, I'll be like, grab my ass, and I'll be like, don't cover the tattoo. And when they move their hand to not cover the tattoo, I'll be like, do you see what it says? Read it. It's like a spell. Because every nigga that I have had do that, they be sprung.
I hope none of my niggas watch this.
I hope mine don't either. Don't make that a clip. Don't make that an Instagram clip.
That's pretty fire.
But yeah, I make them do it. They read it a couple times and they be sprung. I'll be like, mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I got it down. How about for you?
My key ingredients are very similar to Medina's. To both of you, actually. I love a good choke. Mm-hmm. During the foreplay, the aftercare, the climax, whatever. I want to pass out almost. Or really, I do like to pass out. Yeah. So choking, I just realized my nephew's in the room.
I was just telling Kiki, I was like, could you imagine at the live show tomorrow if we look out in the audience and like, an older family member was there?
If my grandpa is there, and I'm like, my grandpa, I'm going
to
faint.
My uncle was trying to pull up.
No.
My mom came to a show.
She
came to the Atlanta show, and we had her working the merch table, and I was like, you have to sit out there the entire time because I knew the doors would close. She packed that shit up when the show was started, and she was out there sending videos to the family.
Not the family.
They're asking, why are there so many condoms? What is Kiara doing? And I was like, why would you do this?
We talking about sex, mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about sex, nephew.
And I really like cuddling after. I like a nice...
Yeah.
Like, don't...
I love it.
Cuddle me like you think I steal. Mm-hmm.
I love a good cuddle. And there's an art to cuddling. Like, everybody can't cuddle right. You gotta...
How do you like to cuddle?
I like for you to really, like... become
like
the my body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my leg goes in between your legs. Your legs are
like
on
meshed into one.
Yes. And then he has his arm under this. It's just, and then his arm is like this around my, it's just,
I like it when, like, I'm being spooned, and I like when his arm is between my boobs. My boobs are big and they're heavy, so it, like, holds the weight of them, but it makes me feel protected. It's, like, close to the heart. So it's, like, it does multiple things.
I love it.
For me, cuddling is like giving head. It's like, you have to really love doing it in order for it to be done right.
Yeah.
Because I definitely commit to it. I'd be all up in multiple angles, especially when I cradle your head at night. Oh, that God, full, I'm a cuddler.
Oh, I love that.
But the thing I really like about cuddling, especially like with other partners who I might not be the most intimate with just overall, and especially if we have more of like an intense dynamic where there's impact play involved, or you know, or any degradation, because you know, we into all that as well. Like the mind fuck of, I just kind of abused you consensually, but I kind of abused you and then come back with the cuddles.
Yeah.
For that loving aspect of it, I really enjoy that too.
Now, are you guys, do you guys have an open relationship?
We do have an open relationship.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And we're happy with that?
Absolutely.
Very happy.
Yeah. I'm bi, so I love eating all the pussy. Mm-hmm. And it's just even better because I get to eat pussy with my man.
Did he know that when y'all first started dating?
That she was bi?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that we established early on in our relationship that we wanted to have an open relationship. It would have happened. It happened like a year and a half in. Mm-hmm. It would have happened earlier if COVID didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But what I do appreciate about that time is it allowed us to really have conversation around what we really want in that. Mm-hmm. Is it just sex? Is it more relationship? It started out being just sex. Mm-hmm. And then we had like this whole phase together. And a whole phase with your partner is a different type of whole phase.
What's that like?
It's very different.
It's amazing.
This is the homie right here.
Yeah.
It's like the same, literally, we've evolved because she was a little modest in the beginning, but we've evolved to where the conversations is as raw as how I have with my homies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're still, but we love each other and we're intimate and we have sex. Mm-hmm. So like being able to do that with your partner and having that homie vibe, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's a different level.
Nothing like that.
So we had our hoe phase, and then from there, after just having a few partners and having a lot of fun, we decided it's kind of time to settle down. Mm-hmm. So then we kind of transitioned into having consistent partners, and then like now they're blossoming into other partnerships. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. It awards me just the opportunity to really express my bisexuality and to just get that feminine aspect. Just I really love it. And it allows just hem space to have other experiences as well. Mm-hmm. And we're just both open about it, and it's a lot of fun.
Have y'all ever gotten upset about anything?
No.
No,
and it's funny because every time we hear that question, we're so good when it comes to,
we'll argue about everything else in the world.
Yeah, our own shit. We have our own shit.
Y'all,
but when it comes to doing that,
a happy couple.
Yeah, when it comes to being open and having other partners, like, it's always cool. And everybody's always surprised at how good it is. Mm-hmm. Because like one of her things is typically around 11, 12 o'clock, she gets sleepy.
No, I don't get sleepy. I start to pass out.
Pass the fuck out.
Like it was. It's like the Cinderella stroke of midnight. I'm just like slowly.
Oh,
like dozing off.
I just stop. I just stop working.
It's like I will run until I can't run no more, and then I'm out. Yeah. There's no like.
I fall asleep in the middle of sex. I fall asleep at clubs, and we talk about
sleep
it.
On a sleep.
Yeah,
I don't even hear that thing.
Yeah. People sleep in the section. You'd be like, I'm used to it now. I'm just like, oh, she's tired. She's gonna go to sleep.
I'm gonna wake up later too if we still here.
Yeah, and then it's gonna be back at it again.
But she'll do this, and we'll have somebody new over. And like even one time she did it, like, all right, I'm about to go take a quick 20 minutes. Y'all just hang out, you know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And I already know what time it is. Like, it's cool. Like, we could definitely keep the party going without her. But then this person was like, oh, I just thought y'all might be trying to trick me, where she wasn't really interested in them, but it's kind of a ploy to get them back to the crib so I could do my thing. Like, oh, I'll join y'all later kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they'd be surprised when it's all good. Whatever.
Where do you guys meet your people?
Mostly online.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is there like an app?
Yeah, that's how we met.
We met on OkCupid, and we use Field a lot. Mm-hmm. I like it because it's just really open about just what your kinks are, what you're interested in. And like with other apps that like OkCupid, for example, where it's not the traditional thing to do that, you just find a lot of people like, I'm not your unicorn. Like, no, I don't want to fuck your man with you. So,
well, bye, bitch.
Right, exactly. So Field kind of just, even though it ain't paying us, we're going to talk about it. they kind of just allow us space to do that. So we've been meeting a lot of people in there. We have one partner where we've met them organically, just like out in the world. It wasn't out in the world.
Out in the world. It was
at a play party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out in the world at a sex party.
And how about for y'all? Have y'all ever had an open relationship with anybody?
Not that I was aware of at first. It was open, all right, but I didn't know that. But no, I feel like my men are too ignorant for any of that. They're not going to communicate well. There was a guy that I considered it with. It didn't work out, though, and I'm glad that it didn't in hindsight. But I haven't been able to do that. Now, I have been a part of somebody else's open relationship.
Me too.
Okay,
so
y'all been
now, that works fine.
Yeah.
I don't have no worries. It's like, it's all fun and games for me. Yeah. We respect each other. And y'all don't really require much from me. And right. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You just get to come, have a good time, get treated like a princess. I've been a part of someone else's marriage.
Okay.
And at first, it was a really good time. And then it was crazy because he just started, the guy started ruining it. He would start hitting me up and the wife didn't know. And then it made her have animosity towards me. They ended up getting a divorce. It just didn't work out.
That's not your fault. Okay.
I told myself if I ever do that again, I'm really going to conduct it like an interview almost. Like, we need to sit down and really talk about what we're getting into. And I need to know, like, how are y'all? Because they created havoc in my life with how unhappy they were with each other.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot going on. Like I said, at first it was fine. We were going on trips. We were having great sex. It was a lot of, and then it was just like, nah, you lying, nigga. Why are you lying?
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
We get that often from our partners where they say, like, y'all are really, like, good. Like, and then they would, like, at first ask those questions, like, are you sure, like, it's okay? Or, like, if he would message someone or I would message someone. Like, my idea of it when it comes to our open relationships, I want us to have a relationship with them, and I want him to have a relationship with them, and I want to have a relationship with them, like, completely separate from each other. And you're like, no.
I only text in the group chats because I don't ever want it to go separate. We all have to be together.
No, I get it, though.
Yeah, well, me and the wife would talk, but I would never talk to the husband unless we were planning a surprise for her. Or he was planning, I was assisting.
That's fair.
But yeah, I've always been nervous of that. And I'm like, y'all not about to be mad at me.
Right. Yeah. Like my situation.
Because that's scary. Yeah.
But having those,
I was thinking about you.
But having those questions and like doing that kind of interview style thing, some people think it's extra, you know, it's too
needed.
Much, but honestly, it's necessary. You gotta ask these questions. Yeah. You need to be crystal clear on what you're stepping into.
And I need clarity. You can't answer the questions, is this really something that you're sure that you want?
Right. Not. And also, like, I would want the woman to know, like, I need you to understand, like, we need to tell me the boundaries because I will treat your nigga like he's my nigga. And are you okay with that? Are you, like, I'm gonna kiss him how I kiss mine. Like, are you okay with that? Like, really, are you okay with it? Like, watch me kiss him right now and let's see how you feel. You know what I mean? Like, I need
to,
oh,
you need to know.
I need to know, for real. Is there any underlying issues that y'all got? Are y'all in therapy? Y'all need to be in therapy.
Yeah.
So, what if it's too many rules? I'm not doing it.
That's fair if it's too many rules.
You want it, like, constructive, but like still free.
Yeah.
What kind of questions would you ask in your interview?
Those were some of the questions I would ask. And then I would also want to know, is this your first time doing this? Are we just trying to try it out? Are you guys OGs? Like, are you just doing it for the sex? Like, what do you want from me? What are your expectations of me? Because I'm going to tell you what mine are. And it's to have a good time. As soon as it's not a good time anymore, this needs to be over with. I am not your therapist. I don't want you talking to me about him. And I don't want you talking to me about her.
Hold on.
Yeah. Like,
I could get my own man for that.
Right? This should be a good time. I don't want no arguments. When I come around, everything. I guess I really want no questions. I'm just telling you how this needs to go.
You just setting your boundaries.
Right. Okay.
This is, let him know what the job description inquires. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I do like how you said, like, having the separate relationships. I think I would want it too. Like, we're all together, but then I would want to get to know the woman and I would want to get to know the man. So you guys both really get to know me.
Yeah. Yeah. And they feel different.
Yeah.
When you have your alone time with somebody, it's not that it's better or worse. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really get to that point with somebody, it's like, all right, I really fuck with you. Like, let's see how this can go. I think it's important at that point.
Yeah,
I could imagine just doing it.
Yeah. Also, I feel like I trust them more with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I trust their mind. I trust, not that they'll steal my man, because ain't nobody stealing my.
Have you ever had someone try to like get out of line like that?
No, they know better.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just it's my life partner. That's not changing. But I like knowing that he's safe with them and that he could really be open and be free with this person because they're trustworthy and because they are just worthy of him and worthy of me and worthy of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. You gauge that differently when you have alone time with them, but also just building that bond with them and realizing that they are something to add to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And so we're definitely big advocates of open relationships, and however that may look, because everybody's different. Mm-hmm. I just feel like overall it would benefit the majority of people, because for the most part, we're all kind of trying to force ourselves to do this traditional thing.
Yeah.
When obviously, like you said, people be cheating, you know,
yeah.
It happens all the time. So instead of doing that, how about from the jump, you already know what you want. Let's just be honest and open about it and explore different options.
Mm-hmm. If you know that you don't really want to be with one person, stop trying to force yourself to do that.
Yeah.
Find the people who can relate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. I know a lot of people that are in forced relationships right now. Everybody real unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Real unhappy, cheating, flying around.
Cheating, you're like, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of relationship structure do y'all enjoy? Like, what appeals to you? Or what is something that you're striving for yourself?
It's a real it changed.
It's
very fickle.
I'm trying to figure that out, because I'm like, do I want that traditional husband wife situation? I don't know, because I do get bored easily, but I also want to have that one person that I love, and that's my life partner, and we have each other's back, and that's who I'm with. I don't know. I just want to be happy. I want everybody to be happy. But I also know I can get jealous. Mm. So it's like, I've never been in a relationship where it's my relationship that we're opening up. Mm. I've always been the plus one.
Mm.
And I don't know how I would feel if it was my man. I would have to experience it. And not just like someone I'm fucking, somebody that I love. Can I really watch you
be with someone.
Treat someone how you treat me? I would have to experience it first to know. But I'm not all the way like, I gotta get married to one person. I don't know where I'm at yet. Right now I got 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Got you.
For me, I think that I could be with one person, but in a relationship way, like the emotional way. When it comes to sex, I would like to leave that door a little cracked.
Bust that thing open.
And that's something bust that we could do together or separate. But yeah. I know me, and when I like somebody, I just get zoned in on that person. Like, I literally won't see anyone else. So I just couldn't see me carrying on too many relationships, and I get tired of them. And it's like, I don't even want to be bothered with anybody else. So my time with this one person is enough. And then if I want to have sex with somebody else, have sex with someone else. If we're going to have sex together with a third person, do that. But I couldn't see myself carry on actual relationships with multiple people. I think it's too much for me.
Are you okay with her being with other men?
Yeah, so that's like the number one question that we get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as far as it stands right now, we don't have other men in the relationship. I think when we do venture there, because there will be a point where we venture into that, first it would start with couples.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like it's a different situation when it's a couple. Mm-hmm. I feel like the man has a vested interest mm-hmm. in this whole thing mm-hmm. as much as I do, because he's bringing his woman into the scenario as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he gonna act right, or mm-hmm. most likely gonna act right. Because mm-hmm. I've always heard bad stories. But that's where we would start with, most mm-hmm. likely, and then kind of go from there.
I can't wait to hear how that goes.
Yeah.
Are y'all gonna do an episode about it? When
you talk? Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. This is important because I used to be in the lifestyle by myself, so I would just go to different sex parties as the single man.
How was that?
I know you were a hot commodity.
Because we went to the sex club and they were like, no single man.
It's rough. Yeah. Feeling
but
that
also
rejection.
Feel like at sex clubs, a lot of people don't be looking good, but you look good.
Well, thank you.
So you,
I know, right?
It was like, it was harder to get in the door, but when I got in the door, it was like, all right, I'm here. Uh-huh. And I was able to kind of find my way.
Once you pass that, probably straight.
Yeah. So it was definitely like encounters with couples. And I remember like in the beginning, I was like, why the fuck is this dude letting me fuck his wife or his girlfriend? Like, I just could not understand, but I'm going to be here for it. Mm-hmm. That was like my attitude. I'm going to do it, but I just could not understand. And then they would start talking to me. Like, I remember I went out with this one couple, and the husband, he was really short. He was mm-hmm. probably like 5'2", 5'3". He was short.
Dang.
He was short. And she was definitely taller than him. So I ended up using the bathroom. He came in behind me, and then he was just talking to me like, yeah, you know, really enjoying your company. You know, we like to do this thing, and, you know, I like to get guys because, you know, my dick is small, and I just know
it. Were y'all
it
naked
is. So,
having this conversation?
No, hell no. We just used.
I was wondering the same thing. He just followed me in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah, it was many urinals. We had some space between
that's
us.
A caring man. He
but it was
my
just
dick
like,
is small, so can you please fuck my wife?
Yeah. I want her to be happy.
And I was like,
and I don't have.
I get it. I really respect it. I was like, oh, okay, I understand. And then another man, in the beginning, he said he wasn't vibing with it, but they've been together for so many years, probably like 20, 30 years. You just kind of evolved. You know, you have a lot of sex with your partner. might as well open up. We've been fucking for the last 20 years.
Spice it, was like, it up.
Okay, that makes sense as well. So I started getting why people might be into it. Some people just get turned on by it. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't get turned on by just it within itself. Mm-hmm. But I think that I'll be open to it when I can find somebody I fuck with. Like, mm-hmm. a dude that could actually be my boy, mm-hmm. to some degree. That's what I enjoy. Because mm-hmm. that's what I even enjoy with our partners now, the fact that we do it together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she enjoys their company as much as I do. Mm-hmm. So I will kind of want to find a way to feel the same way with another guy. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I don't fuck with dudes. That's why, like, niggas don't know how to act, you know.
We know. So niggas be like, nigging.
Yeah.
They're gonna be sliding in her DMs. This is not part of the rules.
At all. And that's like the main reason. I don't have time to be sitting here babysitting. I need somebody to come correct.
Right.
And we good. And then once I find that, I'll personally be comfortable with it.
Yeah. And for me, that's a whole lot of man I got over there. So I'm just fucking good. And it's so funny. I had this like mini argument with a good friend of mine. She's like, this isn't fair because he gets all these women and you don't get any men. And I'm like, I also get all these women. Like, and it's there goes back to that bi erasure that everybody acts like that doesn't exist. But it does. And I'm just completely satisfied with him. His dick is huge and I'm fully satisfied with it. Mm-hmm. And he's just also good in bed. Mm-hmm. He really caters to me and my experience. When we bring other partners in, he really caters to me and their experience. And I'm fulfilled in that way. So, and also it's just like, he, not to just like boast about my man all day, but
do it,
he, it's like, am I going to find someone else just as fucking good? Mm-hmm. Like, what am I going to bring him? Someone subpar, like right under his level, but uh-huh. just not there. Like,
have another one.
I have to find somebody who, or we have to find someone who at least like is even, mm-hmm. For it to make sense for me. And I mean, it took me a long ass time to find him. So
do y'all really families know that y'all are like a part of the lifestyle?
I mean, he does now.
I just be wondering.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah. My pops has not asked me. He's brought up different things that we've talked about, like
trying to poke around.
Yeah, like he's all because like he met our partners at a barbecue and so.
Oh, y'all be asked, bringing the partners out.
Yeah,
oh,
you bring them out. Yeah, yeah. That was different. Because like knowing that everybody knows. So he's,
because
like,
of the
guessing. He's like guessing. Is that one of them right there? How about that one is right there?
They were just guessing.
It was just, yeah.
One, they didn't. It was so funny. One of them, they assumed. But we had like a crush on this person. And we ended up having sex with them that night. Mm-hmm. But at the time when they were like, that's definitely. And we're just like, no, that's not our partner. Relax.
Calm down.
But no, we never. I've never like went up to my family like, okay, I'm in an open relationship now. Like when I came out as bi to my family, they were, and then he came in the picture, they're like, oh, so you're straight now. Good, thanks for straightening her out. So my family, I never really like formally explained it to them, but also in my family, my father was a polygamist. So like I'm the youngest of 21 kids.
Yeah,
we have like a really big family. So
do you know all your siblings' names?
I do, oh, I do. Wow. So it is a lot of people. So with that, it's not like foreign to my family, but more so, I think their idea of it is more so like it's the man who, it's polygamy that they're thinking about. It's the man who has multiple partners or multiple wives.
Niggas be niggin.
Niggas be niggin.
Really,
why you get all the people?
Yeah. Like,
why does it have to be that way?
Or like the only way that we would bring another woman in is to please him. Mm-hmm. And just like, I just let them think what they think and just eat pussy and I be living.
But because that is part of our structure and knowing that I am the only man, it's like I use that to drive me. Like, all right, I'm gonna make sure I bring that grade A dick all the time.
Come on,
especially
grade A,
because I know that's the situation.
Yeah.
So it's like I make sure I use that and I don't take that for granted.
Do you guys have a type?
We have a many of types.
Yeah, we have.
They
many
all
types.
Align. They all align. Yeah.
Like if you look at like if you pick three of our partners and you look at them like side by side, they don't look
completely
alike.
Completely different.
Completely actually. Different. Mm-hmm. All different races. Completely different. But they all fine.
Okay.
I think our type is fine.
Okay.
And then if we had to pick like a body part, it's ass.
Definitely.
I love a good ass. I love a good ass because I don't really have an ass, so it's just like it's new for me.
Yeah. Do y'all like eating booty?
I like eating booty.
I like. But only you gotta
everybody
be.
Everybody just
be
eating booty. Let me take my couple.
You know what it was? Was it that song? Was it that
know
song?
You're not
with the Chris Brown or some shit? So, no, something like groceries.
It was,
you gotta eat the
Janae.
Omari. Once that song came out, first it was a moment
people
of shock.
No longer shame.
It was like a shock thing, and then after that
everybody
was cool,
like,
and it was
y'all,
saying,
"I be eating booty." So
after that, it's crazy how everybody started eating.
And
booty.
As an adult, you better be eating booty. It's just a little booty hole, as long as it's clean.
You know, yeah, when I'm eating ass, and I be fucking up my lashes.
Yo, we really gotta get in there.
Gotta get in that thing, you know.
That is so. One time we, I had like just did my makeup. We were supposed to shoot an episode, and we like to fuck right before an episode because then it's just like good sexual energy as we talk about sex. But usually we do it like prior to the makeup process. Mm-hmm. So I did it, and I was like, okay, I'll just be really like. Really okay with my lashes. So like I'm like laying face down, I'm like using my hands to like protect my face, and I'm like eating his ass.
Not work.
And I'm just like I'm like keeping my eyes off. But no, it really messes up your lashes.
It really, because yeah. You really gotta smush your face in there. Yeah. Your ass, you smell like ass.
So as we kind of venturing now into more kinkier things, mm-hmm. would y'all consider yourselves, because we had an episode about vanilla, freaky, or kinky.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, there's obvious differences between the three. So would y'all consider yourselves vanilla, freaky, or kinky?
Freaky for me.
I used to think I was freaky. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners think I'm freaky, but I recently did a session with Sir Marvelous.
Okay.
And it was filmed, so if you guys want to watch it, go to patreon.com/content.
I hear that promo. Dude.
And you can watch it. And it was when, before you do
that
a session with
kinky.
Him, I thought we was going to get banned. That's how
on OnlyFans.
It was, yeah. It was on Patreon.
On Patreon. Yeah. Okay.
But when before you do the session with Sir Marvelous, you have to take this test. And the test, it tells you your level of kinky, freaky, or vanilla. And I, surprisingly, I'm vanilla.
You're vanilla?
That's the last thing I
expected. Test?
What was on that test?
What the, yeah. The last thing I expected you to say right now?
I was definitely expecting
kinky. I draw the link. I got vanilla.
Is it the BDSM
test? I also got willing to try things. I'll try anything. But it's like,
actually like,
how enjoyable is it for, yeah, because it talked about like, it was, on there was like a degrading portion where you it ranks you in that. And then like, mom so player, child player. So it was like the real stuff that people really be out here doing. I was like, I'm gonna eat a little booty, but
I'm gonna be vanilla.
I was vanilla on that quiz. Now, in regular life, if we took the quiz out of it, I'm freaky.
Okay.
I'm nasty. Was nasty on there?
No. But you are.
Yeah.
I'm nasty. Was nasty? No. But it's good.
I like nasty things. Like, not like I want to suck farts out of your asshole, but like.
Oh, my.
Like I was saying, like, I really enjoy space.
He's like, you want to suck some farts?
You about to suck some farts?
No.
I'm not sucking no farts.
I think you like to do some things. It's nasty. Ain't no fart. It's a little further.
Yeah. I like throwing up on a dick. Like, that's.
You like
that? I like that shit, too.
I don't want to do it all the time, but when
I like making it happen.
I've done it.
Yeah, I like.
I've done it, and I'm always embarrassed when it happens. And
this
I'm
man gets
choked, but they don't even mind.
He will come and then get harder.
But I like when the man is like, good girl, or like, I like that you do. I like that. Like, I'm nasty.
Yeah.
That's
probably y'all have some fun. Let me stop.
That's some nasty shit as I think about it.
It is.
Yeah. It is
like,
nasty.
You throw up, you have this chunky vomit in your mouth and a dick.
It stinks.
Like we hear it splat on the ground. That's my favorite part. When I hear it splat on the ground. Yeah.
I be trying to swallow it real quick, and it's just like.
That's fucking nasty.
Not the eye twitch.
Yes, I have to swallow that shit because it's like, where is it going to go?
Yeah.
I don't want it on the floor. I'll clean that up.
I one threw time up on a dick in the car, bro. We were heading to dinner, and I threw up on his dick, and he loved it.
In the car,
and it got on his pants, and he like scooted it off, and like
not scooted. It was mad chunky. Then
it was
that
mad was, chunky. Like, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
I did think the last time I did it, I have got to chew my food more because it was like I'm eating way too fast. We gotta chew this shit down, damn bitch. Did you swallow the steak?
Yeah, I like a little bit of like if I am sucking your dick and I gag and everything gets juicy, but no throw up.
I love that. That's slimy.
I love when a man like just smears your whole everything on your face, and now you're looking like a prostitute, a cheap prostitute.
The makeup running.
That's a fantasy of yours.
It is. Like, I actually want to stand on a corner, a safe one, and like my nigga pulls up and he like asks me how much, and I tell him, and then like we get in the car, we go to a motel, and we fuck the shit out of each other, and he pays me the money, and I get to keep it.
That's a nice little role play.
I hear that last part, and I get to keep it.
It's in my wallet. Are high. So.
Oh, I can't remember where it came from, but this was funny. Basically, this woman went out with a dude. He took her to the hotel. Kind of that same scenario, stripper thing. She did a lap dance for him. He pulled out a bunch of singles, throwing money.
Then
he collected his money after it was over and put it back in his pocket.
No, sir.
That fucks it all up.
That fucks it all up.
Are you serious?
So he put the money back.
He should have just threw Monopoly money.
Because why? This is part of the fantasy. Why you get to take? That wasn't part of the fantasy.
I think they were together, just like for context. Like they going home together with this same money.
Yeah, but I didn't want to pick.
It's a very big different thing when she goes home with it in her purse.
I just did all this work. My knees hurt. I'm about to fuck you. Give me that money.
I feel like I'm getting pimped.
Mm. Right?
By you.
Fantasy is over and so is this relationship.
Damn. It's over. That's some broken nigga.
I'd be mad too. Yeah. Mm.
Do you guys still have fantasies that you haven't fulfilled yet?
I think our biggest fantasy, it's so funny. We align so well because our biggest fantasy is like a 8-woman orgy. So it's me and her and about 7 other women. Mm-hmm. Humongous bed, whole lot of oil. Just they're all bi too, so it's just a body swimming, interacting with each other. And I'm just kind of just floating through the situation, enjoying all of it. So that's like the ultimate.
Floating through.
I bet there is some young man listening to this show right now. They're like, "Dang, that nigga lucky." He's looking over his girl like, and she like, "Don't even try it. I am not eating no pussy, and I dare you to go try." I can already hear it now. Dang.
But I'm hoping through these conversations that we have and really just sharing our relationship that it does inspire people to not necessarily do that per se, but just. Grow in their relationship. Try some things. Yeah. Figure out
sex
what you might
be
like.
So much more fun if you just try. Like you don't have to be body pussy. Mm-hmm. If you're a woman or them, you just eat some pussy and it could just be like, yeah, I ate pussy last night and I'm still heterosexual. Like it doesn't have to be deeper than that. I think a lot of people think like, well, I'm not this or.
Girl, you was going on trips and planning babies. Don't you start?
No, you gotta share now.
There is I dip and dabble in the women and. Mandy and Kiki love to say, you're just a lesbian. Just say you're a part of the community. And I'm like, I'm not.
I think she's bi and she just won't admit it. And I'm like, I don't know what this block is that you have. But you like the man but and you, the women. And you that's
could,
okay.
You could also just want to be with a man romantically and like fucking women.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Is that bi curious or is that hetero flexible?
Well, she ain't curious. She knows.
Personally,
I think that's bi.
Okay. You do?
I do.
Because it's about the sex, right? Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, you know, some people are truly just bisexual, like, only in the sexual sense. Mm-hmm. And not really bi-romantic. They might not want a relationship with somebody of one or the other sex, but they like fucking them.
Okay. No, it's real. It's so funny. Speaking of all of our partners and all of our family knowing. So at the barbecue, all of our partners were there, right? His mom, I went to yoga with his mom, and she's like, she like was talking to him about the podcast and she's like, you know, you're really putting your business out there. Like, are you sure you want to do this? And so she's like going to have this conversation with me. So I was like prepared for it. She had a very different spectrum of it. Hers was like, well, you're bi. Like, how do you know like a woman's not going to like, she said in the most cutest way. She was like, how do you know you're not going to change your perspective? And I'm like, Mom, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, can you like elaborate here? She's mad big. And she's like, well, how do you know you're not going to want to be with a woman? And that was the first time I really like had to think about it. And I waited like probably like an hour or so before I responded because I was just like had to think about it. And I realized like as far as my life partner, I like being with a man. Mm-hmm. I want to be with a man in that moving through my day to day life and being with women fulfills me in a very different way. Mm-hmm. Do I see myself having a life partner, having kids, doing that whole thing with a woman? I honestly don't. But in the capacity that I have them in my life now, it's so necessary for me. Mm-hmm. And that does go beyond a sexual relationship. It does go into more romantic and having like an emotional relationship, but it's not the same as my life partnership.
I feel you on that. I feel like that was a great explanation of what I am recently went through. There was a young lady that I met. We had a really great time together. The sex was phenomenal and I was enjoying her. But when it got down to like, she's a lesbian, like that's how she lives her life. She dresses like a guy. She's very much like waving her flag and having a great time. She was like, you know, wanting to further it and be in a relationship. And I was like, let me see, like, could I do it? And it was, and that's what it is. It's like the sex is good, but I like how I feel when I'm with a man as far as the security and just feeling safe. And one of my friends was like, well, bitch, who's looking for you? Like, why you need to feel safe like that? And I was like, I don't know. But like, I just like feeling, like, I don't know. I just like feeling.
She is little too.
She's little. Like, I was like, if some shit popped off, like I gotta fight. Like, I gotta save myself. Like, I can't do it. So it is just a sex thing. I like eating pussy. You can eat my pussy, but we don't have no babies.
What if it was a bigger girl like Queen Latifah?
Why do you have to
smack Effie Queen?
You had to do that. I would have left this. I do love Queen Latifah.
I'm thinking about her as Cleo.
It would still just be a no. Because
she would beat somebody up for you.
Yeah, Cleo would.
She would. She would. She would. It's still a no, though. Because it's just something about a man. And you know how we were talking about cuddling and like them being on you? Like when I cuddle and there's titties in my back, I don't know how to feel.
I like cuddling with the men and the women. I feel like it's a different experience. Like the women are softer.
Yeah, like more plushy.
Like cuddling myself.
I like the double cuddle. I like being in the middle.
That's a lot
and
of
I
work.
Can switch off between.
I bet you be hot. Y'all got air conditioning?
Yeah, we do have air conditioning.
Yeah. That shit on 52. Yeah. Two bitches?
Just talk about how in New York, y'all don't be having AC, and it's like, God damn, it's hot. Yeah. Everything is hot.
Because you know sometimes when you be cuddling and you don't want to stop, but you got a puddle of sweat under your neck, yeah. You're like, all right, we got to take a little break for a minute,
I'm
baby.
Hot. Let's just roll over.
Yeah.
I like the
air.
I like being on the end. For that reason. Also, I'm like, I'm one of those people who pees like 3 times during the night.
Me too.
So I have to just like, I need like an easy exit.
Mm-hmm. I like to be in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm greedy.
Yeah, I need all that. But it's been interesting, though, because us getting, I guess, a little bit more intimate with our partners and really getting to know them and just hanging out, like whether sex is involved or not, it's gotten us to a point where it's like, all right, yeah, we can see us really having a girlfriend. So we started having that conversation. It's like, all right, yeah, we definitely can see that in our future. And then for me, I guess I was the first one to start thinking about it in this way, just like going all the way with somebody. Like, let's say this is a perfect, we find the perfect person. Everything is just fire. Everything's great. Everything aligns. Like our whole life goals align. Like I would be open to having somebody be our like our partner.
Like official girl.
Yeah.
No, in that, and I've asked people this question. I asked them, I went to the, Mandy hosted a dinner and it was like a fetish week and I forget the name of it. I'm so sorry. But when we were at the dinner, I was talking to a guy and him and his girlfriend, they like to have another girlfriend and they both want to date her. And I was like, but if let's say I was going to be your girlfriend, would you court me how I'm used to being courted? Like, would y'all both court me or would this be like a, you know, we're all going to dinner and bitch, you got yourself. Like, what is it like? Is that a lot of pressure on the man? Because now you're paying for two bitches or
you, gotta yeah,
you know what you sign
money.
Up for? You gotta be able to afford it. But okay. Absolutely. Yeah, there's okay. No, you take, hell no.
And then would y'all both court her? Like, hell, or yeah. He's absolutely. Courting?
No, we're courting. Court. Like, when it comes, especially when it comes to, the full experience, but sexual experience specifically, we love to just make an experience for you. We want to know, like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What is your fantasy and how can we fulfill that for you? It gets us off. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things, and I said in an episode prior, that I love it when we're having a threesome and I'm just able to cater to the experience. So it's like, say y'all are doing something. Oh, y'all need more lube. Let me get the lube. You need a vibrator. Let me get it off the charger. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I love catering to that experience. So and it goes into courting. It's all about that court, making sure that you feel sexy and invited and welcomed in this space. So hell yeah, we'll court you.
Yeah.
Come on, court.
Yeah. I feel like it's our responsibility.
It's necessary.
It is.
We're asking you to take, like, as y'all said earlier, it's a lot taking on a couple. Because we have our shit sometimes. Then that shit does come to you all if you are, you know, going long term or intensely into it. So we got to make sure you write. Like, we can't just bring drama or we're not really bringing drama, but I'm just saying in the, you know, general sense. We can't bring really anything to you if we're not going to make it worth it.
Right. I feel you on that. Make it worth it. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Make it count.
Now, real quick, I just wanted to switch gears and get more into the kinky stuff. So
I don't know how much we know about that, but all right.
Well, that's kind of one of my questions because we found in the lifestyle, especially like because I used to do it by myself for a while. So I was in all kinds of spaces. So I was in black spaces, I was in white spaces, I was in spaces for everyone. And I found over the course of these last several years that when I go into the black spaces, it's a different vibe. Mm-hmm. And so it's more newcomers or people who are less open-minded to really going to that level. So I wanted to know what y'all experience overall is just in kinky spaces. How would you all consider yourselves kinky in that way? And just overall for black people in that y'all know.
Oh, like amongst our peers.
Yeah, like amongst our peers. Like, would you consider black people kinky?
No.
Mm-mm. I got a lot of learning to do.
A lot of black people are still very conservative in that sense. Even like, I was having a conversation with a group of guys recently. And I was telling them about our experience when we went to the sex club. And then we also moderated a panel at a sex conference one time. And I was talking about all of the different things going on. And the way that they were just so shocked about these things. I mean, some of it was shocking. But some of the stuff, I'm like, it's really not that crazy. Like, I don't think it's that crazy. Yeah. People can be very close-minded. Now, I don't go into the other spaces. I keep my experience black as fuck. But it is going to be limited. There's not a lot. Like, when I've been to sex clubs, I prefer to go when there are more black people, but it is, it's on the more vanilla side.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's really doing anything wild and super adventurous. The adventure is I'm about to come here with my partner and we're going to have sex with other people. Mm-hmm. That's kind of as far as it goes.
Yeah. I like all the races, all the things. I will try anything once. And if I like it, then cool. I like when people introduce me to new things. But as far as black people being kinky, no, it's sometimes it's even hard to get guys or women that I've dealt with to watch porn. Like, what? Let me really? See what you
watch porn.
They'll watch it on their own, but together. So it's like, I do this new thing of like, let me see what you like to watch. It is such a vulnerable thing to do. Like, a lot of people get like, I don't want you to see what I like. And it's just like, well, I want to see what you like, though. Let me watch it with you, and then let's fuck to it, watching it. And it's really, I challenge everybody to the next person that you fuck in, or if you're comfortable with them, ask them to pull up their porn and see how uncomfortable they get. And black people, specifically the white people, they'd be like, okay, let me show you. It'd be nasty as fuck. But the black men that I have dealt with, they are like, hold on, wait. And it takes like a minute for them to... And I still don't even think they're. And I still don't think they're even showing me what they actually. Like. They're just trying to pull some shit up. Like, this is it. No, this ain't, nigga.
It's funny you say that, because as freaky as I consider myself to be, as kinky as I am, and just open. When it comes to that, I'm not the most. Oh yeah, check that out now. I'm gonna send you links. I'm not really.
I like I weird do that. Porn, so I get it.
What's
I
like. What are you like? What's the last porn you watched?
Okay.
And was it while I was in the room?
No. I like lesbian porn, but I like. This is so, oh my God, it's so
much. You can talk about everybody else and be like, oh my God.
Let me clutch my pearls.
It just be us. It don't be the whole world. So I like.
You like.
I like. I like old lady porn. Like, I like the women to be like MILFs, like mothers. Like, like saggy titties.
60
plus.
That
little fupa. It could be 60 plus. Normally, I go like the 45.
Granny porn.
Granny or just like. Like, just older women.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Kiki's reaction.
I am.
I like old lady lesbian porn. They be, the old ladies be nasty.
I always skip those. I'm like, I don't want to watch my granny fucking up.
There's this big, fat black lady who does porn. I forget her name. Her name is like Miss Shirley or something. And she has like this curly, little, ugly drawstring ponytail with these little bangs. And she's this big mama looking lady. And she be getting her pussy ate by the young girls. And I just love watching it. Like, I can come before I even touch myself. Is that weird?
No.
That's interesting.
I wasn't expecting that one, but I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see.
So imagine being like, let's watch porn together, and I pull that shit up.
I think they're going to be like, the fuck? Me, I would be like, I don't know about you.
But do you, so you don't talk about it before. Oh, what porn do you like? Say it and then go. It's like, what porn do you like? Show me.
Yeah, pull it.
Oh, that first reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit, that's a little vulnerable right there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of porn do y'all like?
I was about to say, in the spirit of sharing, mm-hmm. I like old men porn.
You like old men?
I do. I really
what is going on?
Old people be nasty.
They be nasty.
They do be nasty. And sometimes, like, one time I watched this lady, she didn't have no teeth, and she was eating pussy with no teeth. It was so sexy.
It's so funny. The last time I watched porn, like, maybe, like, 3 weeks ago, and it was old people, old man porn. And I literally said to myself, I ain't never telling Amir this. I ain't no way in hell I'm gonna tell this man.
And look at us now.
I didn't expect that, but thank you for sharing.
Porn.
Probably the wildest for me, and she knows, I saw that's one. I was searching up long nails, because mm-hmm. she started wearing longer nails, uh-huh. and I like, get my dick scratched. Like, I'm into that, yeah, and like, just a lot of sensation with that.
Oh.
So, I just like triggered. Like, yeah,
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah,
it's like fun. Scratch, like you breaking skin.
No,
like,
not
no,
breaking
no,
skin,
no.
But like almost.
Yeah,
like almost.
Like bit. I like it bit scratch, but yeah, no blood. No.
Bit like.
Yeah,
he likes it bit. Yeah. I was terrified. Yeah. Terrified. I'm
like a hot link. Just
yeah, ball squeeze all those. Yeah, it doesn't wow. hurt. It doesn't,
I remember one time he asked me to squeeze his balls. My hands started cramping. And he's like, harder. I'm like, nigga, are you sure?
I got Charlie horse in my face.
I'm like, my hands like, are you sure?
It doesn't hurt. So you obviously like pain. Mm-hmm.
But it's not crazy painful. When it gets at its most intense, it's a little painful. But the pleasure sensation is so much that blend. I like that blend.
Wow, I'm gonna try that. I'm not gonna scratch the balls. I'm gonna try the scratch thing.
Yeah.
But just like a nice caress.
But I was looking for that. And then I ended up seeing this one chick, her head in a toilet, and like the nails hanging over the edge of the toilet.
Kiki.
So that was the So I clicked play.
Hold on. He showed me and one of our partners that, and we just all.
I'm talking about toilet getting flushed. She keep putting her head, licking the toilet.
We are on the couch looking like we're not sticking our heads in the toilet.
Everybody's
like, what the hell are you talking about?
But I'm a germaphobe, so I'm not into that kind of shit. Like, if somebody actually did that in front of me, it probably disgust me. But on this porn, she was getting it. That shit was fine.
It was the nail.
It was fine.
I like to think it was a brand new toilet.
It was. I like to think that. That would probably be the only time I do that. Brand new toilet, new house. We could break it in like that. Yeah. But after that, I'm good.
Imagine if you had kids and they walk in on you.
Get fucked.
What y'all doing?
Yeah.
Get out of here. I told you knock before you come in.
What kind of porn do you like, Kiki?
I like threesome porn. I'm boring. Yeah. I have nothing crazy. I like a storyline.
Mm-hmm. I like. You watch the beginning where they be like.
You watch the beginning? Bitch, I
fast forward 100% of the time.
Script. Get to
it's
the fucking.
It's only like a minute. I want to see like where y'all go on vacation. I like when they're on vacation and they fuck the person that they met on vacation. Like, it's a couple and then they meet the hot girl at the beach and they're fucking at the beach and then they go in the mansion and it's just giving rich sex. Mm-hmm. I like that the cameras look nice. It looks like this in here. This and nice. They screaming. Have the little music in the background and everybody looks beautiful and the dicks are big and the women are nice and I like that.
See, that's my fantasy, but that's not my porn.
Yeah, that's the kind of porn I like. I like for everything to be beautiful.
I like nasty shit.
He's like, I need it as pretty as I am.
That's what I like. And I will just watch those. I like Vixen. Blacked. I don't like Black Raw because it looks like I'm watching Instagram.
Black Raw. What's that?
Blacked Raw. It's
Raw. Okay.
Yeah. So those videos, it's like vertical instead of horizontal. So it doesn't fill up your thing. And I'm watching on the phone. So I'm like holding the phone, holding my vibrator, trying to watch it. I'm like, this shit too little. And I get mad. I have to go back to my normal. There's one video I like to watch a lot. It's a couple and they go on a date. It's a thruple. They go on a date. They go feed the ducks. I skipped that part because that's wacky. But then they come back and they have sex. And it just looks like amazing sex.
Like, do you like realistic, rich sex?
Mm-hmm. I don't say it. It seems like a real scenario.
Yeah.
I don't believe none of that shit. If it's on camera and it says porn attached to it, it's all bullshit.
It's porn, but I want it to look like something I could actually
do. I like shit that I would never.
Me too. But that I secretly really would like somebody to request for me to do.
Yeah.
But I know you're not.
I like shit that if the opportunity came up, I am punking out. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to share my type of porn because my nephew in the room. Respectfully.
After all of that, you're like, but after I'm not nothing else. No more, but I'm scratching.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. So you're wild.
I love it.
Like, look at him with his head down.
Yeah, he's like, I'm shame. I don't even know what to do. What do y'all like to record yourselves having sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a few good ones.
We had this one time where we did it with another one of our partners. And I don't remember if I told y'all. It was consensual. But I don't remember if I told y'all that I set it up. I set my iPad up and it was like near the pillow. So you couldn't really see it. But it wasn't like I wasn't like secretly recording them, guys. But it was just like the way it held my iPad. It was just useful. I just pressed play and we just completely forgot about it. And it was like 2 hours later. And we have like this feature film. And it is amazing.
Oh my God. It is amazing.
Like, I think little breaks involved in it too. It was just like to see the whole experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely like that.
And I liked it that way because it wasn't as, like, sometimes we set it up and it's just like, oh, I'm gonna put on a performance. We're gonna look back at this, like, goddamn. But with this one, it was just because we forgot about it, it was just so raw and real. It was just like, damn, we're sexy.
And then y'all all watched it together.
That's fire. But I'm in the video, so I like to shoot. And so I've been getting more into shooting our sexcapades.
Mm-hmm. One's lighting.
Yeah, like we got the vibe. We get the vibes.
He wants a production.
The lighting, the music is all important. That's the angles. Important. And then the type of stuff, because we're in the BDSM also. So like we're really into impact and bringing out the toys.
So y'all been there smacking each other.
Mm-hmm. Not each other. I don't get smacked.
Oh, you do the smacking.
I do smacking.
So
we do that, and like between her and our other partners, just having all those together, it's fire. It's fun to watch it back. It's like an art. It's really an art form.
When I did the session with Sir Marvelous, oh my gosh, there were so many things that were done to me that I just could not even believe you could feel this good during sex. There was this like he had like an electrocution station. And at first I was like, I am not gonna like this. And he puts this glove on and wherever he touches, it shocks you like a little zap. And he did it on my vagina. And it was so fucking sexy. Again, I was just squirting everywhere. Never squirted in my life until that
day. Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Congrats.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. I was really proud of myself. A little embarrassed.
The electro play is fire.
I had never even heard of that. Yeah. And I was like, it felt so good. Like your whole vagina just sizzles. He put fire on my pussy.
He did the fire too.
Did your hairs burn?
I was waxed. Oh, okay. Thank God. No, I actually wasn't waxed. I remember I had the blindfolds on. I was like, I know the videographer is like, what the fuck is going on here? And why this bitch ain't got her pussy waxed? Again, I didn't know what I signed up for. I didn't know all that was going to be happening, but it was worth it.
But yeah, congrats to you for being brave and doing that.
Yes, amazing.
Oh, yeah. One of us had to do it. It wasn't going to be me.
Everybody was going to Patreon when I did that video. Everybody was like,
I'm going to check it out. Yeah, we'll check that out.
I'm going to check it out too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
When I watched it, I was like, oh my God, you really?
I was so
And I was
terrified.
Like, and this is the edited version. What else happened?
Right. And the videographer that shot it, I was like, I hope he never just like, I understand how stuff gets leaked now. I was like, I hope this nigga don't never leak this shit because I make him mad.
Yeah.
At least I look good.
But y'all are both obviously very open and explorative, and you know we celebrate y'all for that, you know, because it's not happening enough out here, and that's definitely one of the main reasons why we have this podcast, just to help inspire people to live their fullest selves, their fully sexually liberated selves, and for personal growth, because I think y'all could probably even attest to it that it helps you in other areas of your life in some interesting
just feeling
way.
More comfortable with who you are is just such a wonderful thing. And when you're not so worried about what other people think, it's like, do I like this? Do I not? Am I doing this to please another person? Or am I doing it to please me? I'm real good at not doing stuff for other people.
I like how it makes me feel when I'm having sex and I actually tell the nigga, no, I don't like that. Let's do this. Let me show you something. That feels good. And I even, some men.
A lot of women are quiet about it.
Yeah, you know? You'd be surprised. And it's like, you're just having horrible sex. Just laying there, just. Too many things can happen from sex. Too many bad things. I can have a baby. I get an STD. We need to make sure that we make the best of it. Yeah. Like, let's come on, bro. Let's have fun.
Right. So what would be some advice that y'all would have for our listeners just to have the best kind of sex that they can have? Or if really specifically for those who want to, but having it all for themselves.
I think you could start by trying to explore your own body by yourself. Don't be afraid to masturbate. There's nothing wrong with it. It actually feels really good. And the sooner you figure out what touches you like that you're doing to yourself, it'll be easier for you to guide somebody else. And then speak up. If you don't like something or you want to try something, just be open. But you have to let somebody know, because they're going to try whatever they want to try. But if you're giving no feedback, how are they supposed to figure it out?
Fair.
People, unfortunately, cannot read our minds. I wish that they could, but I don't have a spell for that.
Yet.
Yet.
I would say, you know, just do the nastiest shit that you could possibly think of and work and go down from there.
Go down from there. Start from high.
I love that advice.
That's fine.
No, definitely want to give you ladies your flowers. As I said earlier, I've been listening to you guys for a while. And even in preparation for starting our podcast, it's been really amazing just listening to just Black women just talk about the sex that they fucking want and just own that space and be confident in that space. So I give you your flowers.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for
coming. So Kiki and Medina, please let the people know where they can find y'all. If y'all have anything coming up that you want everybody to check out, let them know.
Okay, well, you guys can find us on YouTube and your favorite podcast apps. We drop episodes every Thursday. We're also on Patreon with bonus content every week, patreon.com/cocktails. We do have, I don't know what day this episode will come out, but July 28th, we'll be in Philly at Helium Comedy Club. And then September 24th, we'll be in D.C. at City Winery. Those tickets just went on sale. And then, what else? Oh, Instagram. We're on Instagram at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And that's all we have for now, but we are coming out with more stuff. We did release a card game. It's sold out right now, but the website is imcuriousToKnow.com, so when we restock, You'll see it there. We have new merch. And we're working on a few other things and a few more shows for later in the year. We'll be back in rehearsal, because if you didn't know about our show, we're not just sitting on the couch talking.
We do some performances.
What y'all got? We're going to be there tomorrow.
Okay. We have to rehearse tonight.
Yes.
Nice. Exciting.
Thank you guys for having us. This was great. And congratulations on doing a podcast is not easy. People think it's easy and it's not. So your setup is amazing. It's dope.
It's already starting off good. It took us a long time to look halfway like this.
Right?
Oh, no, this ain't us. This is WTF Studio, so we definitely want to shout them out as well. But we've gotten inspired, yeah, for sure. So, yes, y'all can always definitely check us out as well on all your podcast streaming platforms and on YouTube at Both Sides of the Bed and on Instagram at Both Sides of the Bed and Amir_Rashad.
And at Basira__, we also just launched our website at BothSidesOfTheBed.tv. And if you want sex and relationships coaching with me, you can check me out at BeIntimate.com.
So until next week, stay tuned for the sexy.
Stay tuned for the sexy.
Bye.